T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Continue to give you the latest odds, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. We're live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, and we are ready to make our picks. Brought to you by the Pittsburgh Bottle Shop Cafe in Collier Township. Ah, yes, the picks music. Ugh. Pump that thing up, Craig.
All right. I got some bad news for all you Mulsey fans out there. We're starting to slide a little bit. Held the advantage for 5 weeks of this season. Andrew took over in week 6 with a big 5-3 week. He went 4-4 last week. I went 3-5. I have struggled mightily. It is now 29-27, Andrew Filippone, 26-30, your pal Mulsey. Andrew, you're first on the tee box, friend.
We'll start in the NFL.
We're inverting it here?
Yeah.
To the league where they play for pay.
Jalen Ramsey reportedly is going to suit up for the Rams. They head to Atlanta to play the struggling Falcons. L.A. favored by 3 points. Yeah, and I'm taking the Falcons here. You know, they are still putting up points. They're just having a hard time stopping people. And I think the Rams' offense right now is so dysfunctional. Who knows who the running back is going to be in this game? Offensive line issues, good wide receivers, but their quarterback's a wreck. And it's a do-or-die game for Atlanta at home. I'm going to take the points and take my chances. Give me the Falcons plus 3.
You say it's a do-or-die game for the Falcons at home. I say they've already died. Dan Quinn, I think, is going to get fired. I mean, they are a hideous, hideous defense, and they have not proven able to stop anyone. If Jalen Ramsey plays, I don't think that can be overstated. He automatically gives you a very good option to help shut down a Julio Jones, which limits Atlanta's already limited offense. I don't think the Rams are very good, but I know the Falcons are bad, and I think that they will be bad enough that L.A. wins by at least a touchdown.
Dolphins at Bills, Buffalo favored by 17.
I said I thought Buffalo, no way do they cover this. But the Dolphins are so freaking bad. You know what? I'm going to go against my gut. Craig, let it be known. A reverse gut. I think Buffalo actually covers 17 here, and they win huge.
I'm taking the Dolphins plus 17. Texans at Colts, big game in the AFC South. Indy favored by a point at home. I think Houston's rolling here. I'm going to take them. I'm surprised. I bet by the time that game gets to kickoff, it's going to flip, and Houston is going to be favored. So I think there's value in that line right now. Better quarterback, Watson. Better overall offense. Edge in coaching to Indy. Both teams have shaky kickers, Vinatieri, Fairburn. But I'm just riding the Watson wave right now. I think the two best quarterbacks in football as of right now are Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson. No real home field advantage for Indy. I'm taking the Colts plus one. I mean, Texans plus one.
I'm going to take Indy minus the one. What you didn't really mention there was that Indy's defense should be getting back Darius Leonard, should be getting back Clayton Gethers, and that Indy can do something that Houston can also do offensively, but they don't really stop all that well. Indy wants to run the ball and keep the ball out of Deshaun Watson's hands that way. They are not going to fall into the trap Kansas City did, where they got up and then they didn't possess the ball at all, and Houston had it for almost 40 minutes. Indy limits possessions and picks off Watson at least once, and they win.
Game that most of Pittsburgh will be watching. The Ravens at the Seahawks, Seattle favored by 3.5.
I don't think Baltimore is very good, and I know Russell Wilson is great. Seattle does not have an awesome defense, and I think Baltimore will be able to move it a little bit on them. But what they do have is Jadeveon Clowney, who is not a great pass rusher, but he's a pretty good edge setter and run-stopping guy. And I think he's going to do enough to kind of help slow Lamar Jackson, that running attack. I think Seattle wins this thing by at least 7.
I'm thinking the Ravens. I think Seattle's the most overrated team in the NFL right now. Their defense doesn't get any pressure. They dug themselves a huge hole against Cleveland. The Browns had to botch that game for them to get back in it. They could have lost here in Pittsburgh if not for a controversial pass interference call. They're plus 19 in point differential, and they're 5-1. That doesn't add up to me. So I'm taking Baltimore. Earl Thomas revenge game. They get Marcus Peters out there to put on Tyler Lockett. I think they cover 3.5. Maybe they lose, but I like the half point there. I believe Baltimore will win, but I definitely think they'll cover the 3.5. Okay. Let's go to college, Chris.
Wait, what did Marcus Peters do when he was on the Rams playing the Seahawks not long ago? I think they went after him.
Yeah, but better coaching now in Baltimore.
Oh?
Number three,
Wade
Clemson.
Phillips? You're dogging Wade? Okay, whatever.
Number three, Clemson, minus they gave up 50 to Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Clemson, minus 24 at Louisville. I'm going to take Louisville in this game, Chris. I think Clemson reminds me of the Florida State team with Jameis Winston the year after they won the national championship, where they were like the shakiest 13-0 team of all time. And I think Clemson, yeah, they pounded Florida State homecoming at Louisville. That team showed me a little bit of something when they played Notre Dame the first week of the season. I think 24 on the road is a big number for Clemson. I don't think that they really showed a focus this year. So I think that's going to be interesting in the second half and into the fourth quarter. Give me Louisville plus 24.
I'm torn on this one because everything you said is pretty compelling to me, and yet you never know when a sleeping giant is going to become a waking giant and just absolutely authoritatively stomp a mud hole in somebody that they should. I'll pick this game to be that for Clemson, and I think they cover.
West Virginia at number 5, Oklahoma. The Sooners favored by 33.5.
Oklahoma, next.
I'll take West Virginia just because we have a thing going here where we haven't agreed on one single game, so I'm fading you. This is an important game for both teams. Michigan at Penn State. Nittany Lions favored by 8.5. Game day, whiteout in Happy Valley, but a big number to cover. Chris, James Franklin has struggled in these types of games, and all signs point to Penn State, their defense. How is Michigan going to move the ball against them? Penn State, Hamler, Clifford, they did what they needed to do to win at Iowa. Harbaugh has not been a better college coach than Franklin, but I just can't picture Michigan getting blown out in this game. So I think Penn State might get a lead and then blow it. I'm going to take the Wolverines plus 8.5.
I am in the same boat as you, so we're going to end this little streak of fading the other, because that's absolutely what I was doing. Jim Harbaugh's never won a game as an underdog, but that doesn't mean he can't come close and cover 8.5 points. KJ Hamler's, I think, the best playmaker Penn State has. I don't trust Clifford. And here's something you can tell this is the only game I did a lot of research for. Three starting cornerbacks for Michigan, Lavert Hill, Ambry Thomas, Vincent Gray. They have given up a grand total of one touchdown pass this year. They have 4 picks between them and a bunch of PBUs.
Okay, how about Penn State's running back, Noah Cain, then?
Okay.
He's going to have to lead the way.
I don't think that Penn State's going to lose the game because Harbaugh never beats anyone as a dog, but I don't think they're going to win by much.
All right, Friday night. This is the game we've been waiting for. Syracuse at Pitt. The Panthers coming off a bye. Minus 3.5 at the Dome.
I can't. I got burnt picking Pitt against Pitt last week.
Yep.
I always say they can't handle prosperity. I think they are better than Syracuse.
They are.
I think their defensive front is a lot better than Syracuse.
It will.
I think Whipple has figured some things out with Kenny Pickett.
He has.
Ah, screw it. I'll pick Pitt.
Nice. I'm taking Syracuse.
Of course you are. I wrote that in before we were done.
I mean, the handle prosperity, an extra week to get ready. I think the bye came at a bad time for Pitt. The way they came back and beat Duke, the way that Pickett made plays on that last drive. Syracuse should not score any points against this Pitt defense. Their offensive line sucks. Tommy DeVito's
a mess. Which is why they will.
I just think it's going to be one of those weird games. And Syracuse is going to make a special teams play.
Like 19-16.
Yeah, I think Syracuse wins outright.
So the only game, we picked eight games, seven of which we faded the other. The only game we were united in was not picking Penn State to cover, which means Hagman is listening to this somewhere, absolutely seething at both of us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.